Well, yeah, my name is Antoinette O'Loughlin and I'm from Tate.
Okay. What did you think of the afternoon sessions?
I thought it was the afternoon sessions generally or just today?
Today.
Very, very inspiring and energising, I felt.
Which of the table discussions were you at?
I was at the international one.
Did you learn anything today?
Let me see. Probably didn't learn a huge amount I didn't know. I mean, there were some things obviously came up in the discussion, but I think it was maybe more confirming what I kind of suspected, and that affirmation is very valuable, I think.
What do you think of Women to Watch?
I think it's great. I'm sorry it's ending.
Okay. Can I get your name and where you're from?
Yeah, my name's Sarah Bays and I'm from Tate.
Okay. And so which of the table discussions were you at?
The one about achieving work-life balance and managing a career and a family.
Okay. Did you learn anything or do you have any tips for people who want to do that?
No, I think what came out of it was actually that we need to kind of really rethink working practices, and actually it's really important for those that are in leadership roles to lead by example in the way that they manage their work and their life together.
And do either of you have any comments on the 21-hour work week? Do you think that's a good idea?
I'd love it.
Do you think it could be possible in the next decade?
I think it would be challenging probably to implement. Yeah, I think it definitely have challenges, but I'd certainly like to hear more about it.
Do you have any tips? I mean, you're a high-flying woman. Do you think have you got any tips about work-life balance yourself?
I'm probably not the best person to ask. Sarah's best.
That's what everyone's saying, actually. How about you? Work-life balance,
do you think? No, probably not. But I think it's difficult in the arts because you have so many people who are really passionate about what they do and care a great deal and want to commit a huge amount to the organisation. And I think the sector as a whole relies enormously on that kind of goodwill and the amount that people give in terms of their time and their energy. And I think we really need to look at how we can better value that. So
I think, well, we had some comments coming from Twitter from people who are freelancers, and they were just saying, but it doesn't feel like work, but I actually do have no free time. I don't see my friends.
Yes, yeah.
I don't really, I'm always sort of chasing my tail, yeah. But I love what I do, so how can I?
Yeah.
How can, basically, we have, Hilary said it very well, we've got 24 hours in the day, and we just almost have to accept that, don't we?
But she also said, which I thought was quite interesting, being ruthless.
Yeah.
And being ruthless with yourself, and I suppose being disciplined, like to maybe to be able to leave things behind or just get up and go at a certain time, or, which is difficult.
Have you found the elusive 25th hour in the day?
No.
And on that note, thank you very much.
Thank you.